Israel, is there added pressure when it's not your season and you know that you are a talented individual, a talented producer, writer, singer, but it's not your season, and maybe you may wonder, God, is it ever going to be my season? Is there any added pressure just thinking about that?
I won't lie. I think anybody who is steadily growing feels that, you know. And they tend to say, okay, Lord, you know, would you rather me go do something else because this doesn't seem to work. But a lot of times we forget the law of, when you talk about seasons, you're talking about sowing and reaping. And you know, I think anybody who is growing toward that or wanting to develop a career or wanting to do this full time can tell you there have been many times of feeling ripped off, feeling, you know, taken advantage of. And I learned a long time ago, you could either look at that as, man, them people, and they hurt me, or you could look at it as an opportunity that was afforded to you to sow a seed. And if you look at everything, even the rough stuff, man, even the abusive times, as this is a seed I sow for a greater harvest later on, for a greater understanding later on, then you do it that way. And then it helps you to enjoy when the season does come. It helps you to enjoy it so much more.
Israel, we're going to talk about some songs in the project. What were you trying to convey to your audience with a song, beautiful song, Friend of God?
That song right there, is one of those songs that was born out of an encounter with God. Long and the short of it is, I circled something on a piece of paper that said, I am a friend of God. And when I circled it, and then we were kind of in this group Bible study type thing, when they asked me about it, I said, I don't know how to say this, but, you know, when I say I'm a friend of God, I just start crying, you know. Because I think most of us understand friendship as kind of this disposable thing. You know, many of us have had friendships that we thought would last forever that ended up crumbling for whatever reason. And God, in his mercy, says, I'm not that kind of friend. And when you start understanding that, as much as I want to know him and give my life to him, That's the degree and greater that he wants to know us, and he is calling us to a place of friendship with him. And so this song really came very simply out of that, but it's become the most meaningful song to me, I think, that I've ever been a part of writing. And one of the things that's amazing about it is it's an up-tempo song.
It is.
But I've never seen an up-tempo song. I mean, I'm sure there's some out there, but I've never seen an up-tempo song in all my years of ministry that has that kind of emotional impact in a service. I've never, ever seen it. You know, normally it's a slow song that'll break somebody down. This is a fast song. You're either jumping or you're on your face, you know. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing.